He sets the oppressed free. Those who are oppressed physically and spiritually, who are discouraged, who are wounded. The word picture here is those who are cracking up. Those who are cracking up, overloaded, stressed over money. Your marriage is cracking up. Your relationship with your family is cracking up. He sets the oppressed free. It's also a phrase that applies to personal revival and national revival, that those who are oppressed by the devil, oppressed because they belong to the kingdom of darkness and not the kingdom of light, or just when we are oppressed by dryness and spiritual drought in our life. Samuel called a fast because the ark had been taken from Israel, the Ark of the Covenant that represented God's presence, and they grieved and they mourned over it. And Samuel called a fast because they recognized that the Spirit of God has departed. We want it back. And he called the fast and said, get rid of all your idols first, anything that would keep God's presence, so that you have the right heart and the right attitude so that we can keep the ark, get it back and keep it. They had taken the ark out into battle as a good luck charm. And I think a lot of times we get involved in Christian programs and we go to church every Sunday as a good luck charm to say, I'm doing my little bit. It's like putting my 10 cents in the offering plate. I'm putting my little Sunday morning in, and therefore I turn my back and I do what I want to the rest of the week, but I put my measure of good luck in because I went to church Sunday morning and God's supposed to bless me. And I think we get to a place where his presence is taken and his glory departs from us. Not completely. We still stay saved and redeemed, but that feeling of, like we felt tonight in the worship of, man, I am overcome because of you. I can feel your breath. I feel you so close. That kind of revival. This is the fast to claim that God sets the oppressed free. You can write down Isaiah 58, verse 6, and you can write down 1 Samuel 7, and that fast that God gave them victory over the Philistines, the ones who had taken the ark. He set them free. God promises that when we fast, he will break every yoke, that negative things that control us will be conquered. Elijah, had the great victory on Mount Carmel, and all of the prophets of Baal were destroyed. Fire came down on his saturated altar, and it was just phenomenal how he stood up and was bold and said what God was going to do, and God did it. And then after it's all over and they've slain the prophets of Baal, Jezebel sends word that she's going to kill him and he's going to be next. And he runs and he gets scared and sits under the weeping willow tree weeping and saying, I'm done. Take me, Lord. Take me now. I want to die. And so negative. And he was controlled by negative things, the kind of person who could be an extrovert and in great control and turn around and when they're alone, constantly have their mind cycle on negative things and a negative habit. He was depressed. He was despondent. He was so focused on himself, he couldn't see what God was doing in other people's lives. He kept saying, but I've been zealous for you, and I'm the only one left. And I'll make an admission to you, gals, I'd do the same thing, not in that sense, but saying, I just get so focused on all that's going on and all the negative things, and I can't see. This is one of the things God's done for me on the fast, is to see what he's doing all around me, in me and all around me, and to get my eyes off the negative things and to see what he's doing. The angel came and gave Elijah food, and he went and fasted for 40 days, went to Horeb, to Mount Sinai, where God had met Moses, where God had previously been before. And at the end of that fast, God delivered him from those negative feelings and from missing God, essentially.